Welcome back. What does it mean to be popular? Do you see it as being known by millions? Or is it high recognition amongst a smaller crowd? Many are seeking to be popular by being rich, achieving something that others have never done, or by gaining some type of power. It seems as though popularity is high on the bucket list of many people. It's been said that popularity is sought because people want to feel important, like the life is valuable to the world. However, popularity has a downside. Some popular people may have low self-esteem once the popularity wanes. Some lose all privacy because of popularity and are judged more harshly, having less meaningful relationships. Their mental and physical health could be at risk of declining. It might even create more work than one would like to take on in their life. If you felt popular at one point in your life, you may feel unpopular and unneeded now. Seeking popularity is not high on the list of things to do with some people. They are content to be less known and out of public view. But in the Bible, Jesus was popular during his earthly ministry. Sometimes, though, the popularity was too much. Mark chapter 3, verses 9 through 10 say that Jesus instructed his disciples to have a boat ready so the crowd would not crush him. Can you imagine that? There were so many people there that if all of them lunged forward, then Jesus and the disciples could have been injured. There have been instances at some concerts in the U.S. where the whole audience lunged forward toward the stage and literally crushed those on the front row. Sometimes they died because of massive internal injuries. In this passage of Scripture, this was our Lord's concern, so he instructed the disciples to have a boat ready just in case things got really bad. Verse 10 says that Jesus had healed many that day, so all the sick people eagerly pushed forward to touch him. People just wanted to touch him. Mark chapter 6, verse 56 says that as many as touched him were healed. So touching Jesus for healing was commonplace because of the power coming out of him. And it probably started after the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus and she became whole. She was healed by touching the hem of his garment. All of this popularity made Jesus well known to the point that when many heard that he was in any area, even if it wasn't close, they would bring the sick to Jesus from various cities around the whole area. His popularity grew to the point where he could not preach in synagogues. Mark chapter 1, verse 45 says that Jesus had to go out into the desert place to preach. The people still came, though, despite the fact that they had to travel a long way. At two different events, Jesus fed 5,000 men and then 4,000 men, not including women and children. Because Jesus was so popular, it was hard to enter a city without attracting a huge crowd. Some people considered his fame to be the precursor of his rise to overthrow the Roman government. Even his own natural family were caught up in the belief that Jesus' miraculous birth and announcement of his one-day rule over the people was just about to come into fruition. In John 7, verses 3 through 4, Jesus' brother said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, where your followers can see your miracles. You can't become famous if you hide like this. If you can do such wonderful things, show yourself to the world." It was near the end of his earthly ministry when Jesus said something that caused many of his disciples, but not the 12, to go back and walk no more with him. Jesus may have done this to do what some call thinning the herd, which basically means to reduce the size of a group. This could be because one chapter earlier in John 6 verse 15, Jesus perceived that the crowd would come, take him by force, and make him a king. Therefore, he withdrew again into a mountain by himself. He would become king, but he did not want it done that way. Only God should make him king. With a large crowd of people who promoted his popularity, there were some who wanted to destroy his popularity. These were mainly the Pharisees and Sadducees. They became jealous of Jesus' popularity. Even Pilate knew this when they eventually brought Jesus before him to be condemned and crucified. In John chapter 11, verses 47 through 48, the Pharisees and the chief priests came together and said, "What are we going to do? This man certainly performs many miraculous signs. If we allow him to go on like this, soon everyone will believe in him. Then the Roman army will come and destroy both our temple and our nation." They had gotten carried away in their thinking. Instead of embracing change that glorified God, they held on to what they had that glorified themselves. When, not if, but when we ever come to a season of our life that requires a little letting go of ourselves and a little more of embracing God, what we choose will show what our heart is basing our righteousness upon. If we choose to keep what glorifies us, then our righteousness is, as Isaiah 64 verse 6 says, it is a filthy rag. If, however, we toss aside a part of what glorifies us, so that we can grab hold of what the Lord offers us, then we will receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, as 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 states. Holding on to our popularity amongst mankind is a dangerous thing to do. We risk so much by not embracing God's way and holding on to our own. By embracing God, we are in the shadow of His wings, like Psalms 57 verse 1 says. Not embracing God and holding on to our own popularity sets us further away from God's wings, which is where there is no protection. The Pharisees and the Sadducees would not let go of the popularity they had amongst the people of Israel. Jesus scolded them in Luke 11 verse 43, saying, "What sorrow awaits you Pharisees, for you love to sit in the seats of honor in the synagogues and receive respectful greetings as you walk in the marketplaces." They were addicted to the popularity among mankind, but resisted the popularity with God that comes by humbleness in their heart and magnifying God in their lives. Jesus magnified God and gave glory to Him among the people. He came to earth not to be served by mankind, but to serve mankind. He refused the glory when miracles happened and did not accept the praise when He did anything else that was good. He confessed in John 5 verse 19 that He only did what He saw the Father doing. To do like our Lord and Savior did, we need to dump the need for being popular in this world and in the church too, choosing only to please the Father, like Jesus said in John 8:29. Popularity with mankind only brings emotional fulfillment, but it will never bring fulfillment in the place where it counts the most, in our heart, which is our spirit. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." When we seek to please God with our faith in Him, instead of pleasing ourselves with the popularity among mankind, we will be complete in Him and He in us. Popularity is what people feel like they need in order to be accepted. We don't need that with God. He made us, He loves us, and He accepts us. No, He does not accept the sin, because the sin keeps us from being in fellowship with Him, but He always loves and accepts us. All we have to do is accept Him. That way, we will no longer feel the need to be popular with mankind. Father, I pray that if anyone hearing this is struggling to let go of the need for popularity, that You will show them Your love for them, so that they will be willing to let go of that desire and make You their desire. May they receive the full revelation in their heart that they are accepted by You and that You will not look down on them because of any flaws they may have. Instead, You want to look at them, love them, and embrace them, wanting to let them know that they are precious to You. And may they embrace You back, knowing that mankind can never give them the acceptance and peace that they find in You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.